In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. عشان النهاردة هو الأسبوع الخامس فده أسبوع زيادة وعشان احنا النهاردة يعني أخذنا وقت طويل في التمجيد وكده فهنفتح لمدة 15 minutes باب الأسئلة والأجوبة يعني لو في أي سؤال if you have any question today يعني we agreed long time ago when we have 5 Saturdays or 5 Fridays. We did that yesterday in the family meeting. So when we have 5 Saturdays, the 5th one, we do it open discussion, questions and answers. So when, because we had the glorification of the hero of the repentance, we call Amba Musa the Black, the hero of the repenters, because his repentance was a very good example to those who want to repent and to come to the Lord and dedicate their lives to His holy name. And he was rewarded with many rewards, as we heard in the glorification of this great saint. And we call him the strong Abba Moses the Black. If anyone has any question, please feel free to ask, please. لو حد عنده أي سؤال يا ريت يسأل في الدقائق ديت علشان ما نعطلش معاد العشاء يعني صلاة نص الليل بعد كده. أنا فاجئتكم. Did I sudden you with questions that you were not prepared for that? Any question? Yes. Yeah. First of all, as I said, his name or his title is the hero of repenters, all the strong Abba Moses. He did not, we can say that, as you know, he was a slave. He was a slave to a master, and this master was worshipping the fire. So, and he himself was evil man. He was a man of many, many bad behaviors. Used to kill, used to commit adultery, used to steal, used to beat the people, to hurt the people. So the atmosphere which was, which he was in, was much worse than what we are now. So if we compare ourselves with the atmosphere that Amba Musa was in, there is no comparison. He was a slave and he knew that every time he was doing anything, he was punished severely by his master. And his master was a very stiff man and very, very, very strong man. He used to punish him, to prison him, to prevent him from eating or drinking for days, for every mistake he used to do. So he was, and as a slave, he escaped knowing that if his master would find him, he would be killed. No way. No way. But in spite of all of that, he opened his heart The problem is not the atmosphere around us. It's the serious desire in my heart to change. If I have serious desire in my heart to change, there is nothing can prevent or even delay me from changing. And this is the mystery of the power of repentance. In one of the heroes like Moses the Black or Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine also, on the contrary, this man was a slave, that man was professor. So, or Mary Magdalene, Mary of Egypt, or Evdokia, or Baisa, all these people used to live in a very bad world, full of evils, full of idol worshipping, full of wicked people. But it did not prevent them. Number one, to have a serious desire to repent. And number two is to hate the sin. If I do not hate the sin, I will not stop it. And this is what happened with Moses the Black. He hated his life. He did everything and he was not happy. So he was thinking, how come that I commit all these things which were supposed to be a source of happiness or mysterious or glory or power or authority, but I'm still miserable, but I'm not happy. That's why he looked up to heavens and said, "Oh God, reveal to me yourself. Arifni datak. Reveal to me yourself." So I don't think that the bad atmosphere around us will be affected. Number two, you said the routine that we live in. This routine life, we can break by changing. We can break this routine. And as I said, the first thing is to hate the sin. And I will not hate the sin unless I recognize the dangers of the sin and the result of the sin and the price of the sin and the end of the sin. If I recognize all these facts, then no doubt that I will hate the sin. And when I hate the sin, it doesn't mean that I will stop the sin immediately, but I will struggle against committing the sin, which is very important. Struggle against myself. And there is a very important point. I'm not working alone. If I am working alone, then I will not succeed. But I have to believe that there is a power around me, the power of the Holy Spirit within me, helps me so much, urges me to repent, intercedes me in heavens for my sins to be forgiven, and also encourages me to improve and to grow in virtuous life after passing the first steps of getting rid of the sin. So the routine also is one of the signs of the lukewarmness. And the lukewarmness does not give us chance to repent really. الفتور الروحي. Lukewarmness يعني الفتور. الفتور الروحي ما بيديناش فرصة ان احنا نتغير بصراحة. It doesn't give us chance to change. Today as yesterday and tomorrow will be as today. Every day is the same copy of what I do. So I have to stop, as the prodigal son did. He stopped and he said, let me go to my father and say, I have sinned to heavens and in your sight. Any other question? I am at yes. ما هي جت من ادم وحواء. ما هو ما اتذكرش لانه لا هم ركزوا. يا نو 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 حاد حاد نو 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 لا نو مدحت is asking about Cain and Abel. When Cain killed Abel, the Lord said to him, I'll put sign on your forehead so as not anyone to kill you, because he said everyone sees me will kill me. The story of Cain and Abel does not mean that Adam and Eve did not have other children. At the same time. Do you, can you imagine that Adam only have Cain and then Abel and stopped? No. The Lord said, increase, multiply, and grow. Enmu wakthuru and fill the earth. Emlu wathmiru wakthuru. واثمروا واكثروا الأرض ارموا واكثروا واملأوا الأرض املأوا الأرض fill the earth with children. So they had many other children, many other children. And when you read Genesis 5, you will find that Adam and Eve had many other children, many other children. Then, if we say that the children of Cain, where from? He said, Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to. So the first time he mentioned his wife, it meant that they had a woman, they had a daughter. And of course, someone they were married from their daughter, their sisters, and it was normal because there was no other Adam or other Eve, huh? So, but the beginning of chapter 6, what you said or mentioned that the children of the men's or the children of God sow the daughters of people, that they were very beautiful and they started to marry. Anush was the son that Adam and Eve had after the martyrdom of Abel, the first martyr in the history. And she said, Anush means Awad or what, huh? Yeah. So, and then he commented saying, then they started to call after the name of God. One of the names of the God, Awad Awad. These people or the family of Anush were known as the children of God. And the family of Cain because unfortunately Cain did not repent. Instead, he had a wife, and then they had many children, and he went to a place in which he built a city or a village, and there were music, and there were, yani, they lived their life, their secular life. They were known as the daughters of people because they lived a very bad life. Unfortunately, the youth or the boys or the male children of Anush took from the female children of Cain family and married. And the result was very bad and wicked people, until the Lord did not find anyone righteous in the whole world except Noah, his wife, and their children and wives. 8 people. But the rest were very wicked people. That's why the Lord destroyed the creation with the flood and saved Noah and the other creation in the ark. By the ark. Any other question? Yes. Yeah. He separated himself from God. Cain and his family separated themselves from God, and they lived according or after. And this is one of the proofs that we inherited the original sin from Adam and Eve. When we separate ourselves from God, knowing the evil and good, when we separate ourselves from God, we live very bad life, very wicked life. This is what happened with Cain. He separated himself from the Lord, and one of his great children killed him by mistake. He did not intend to kill Cain, but he died when one of his great grandchildren bit him by mistake, and he was killed. But his family, his descendants, became very wicked, lived very bad life. They did not even believe what Noah said, that the Lord will destroy the whole world in the flood. They laughed at him. They considered him one of the mad people. Is this the answer that of your question? Is this the answer? Yeah. Any other question? Yatfad. Just one question. Mr. Ramad is asking about the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What would happen if I committed a very big sins And another one, lessons, and how it will be the judgment on the last day. The Lord will not judge me on my sins. The Lord will judge me on my repentance or lack of repentance. Because every one of us is supposed to be tempted and under sin. But the Lord gave us all the tools that may help us to repent and to renew our life and to grow in virtuous life. If we don't use these tools, then those who committed huge number of sins but repented from all their hearts, like Moses the Black, will be accepted. And those who committed the very small sins but without repentance, not recognizing the importance of the repentance and not believing in the blood of God as the only source of forgiveness, they will not be accepted. It's not the matter of how many. It's not a balance to put the good and the... No. This idea is not... Sayyidina did not like, Amba Shenouda, Pope Shenouda, did not like at all the icon of Archangel Michael holding a balance. He said, no, this idea is not right, because it doesn't mean that in one side we put the good things and then the other side the bad things and see at the way. No. Either to repent or not to repent, regardless how many or how huge your sins were. David committed adultery and killed, but he repented from all his heart. So he was saved, and the Lord called himself after his name. Son of David, Jesus Christ, Son of David. Although David committed these two huge sins, but he repented. This is the first point. You understand it now? Yeah. Secondly, yes, there will be degrees. Taban, Rabbina al keda. Star is above another star in the glory. According to my effort, according to my strive, according to my faithfulness, according to my eagerness to be closer and closer and closer to God. I cannot compare myself, for example, with Saint Anthony, who lived all what he had and lived in the wilderness for years and became the father of monks. That's why Al-Kida Nagman Yamtez Al-Nagm Fil-Magd. Taban, there will be target, but all of us will be satisfied. How? It's the difference between different sizes of glasses and jars, but all of them are full of water. Yani if you bring methylene glass 250 square millimeter, ruba liter, quarter of liter, and then half liter, and then 1 liter, and then gallon, and then barrel. All of these will be filled, but the sizes will be different according to how much did I widen my heart to take or to give the Holy Spirit the chance to work in me more and more and more. In the paradise, in the kingdom of heavens, you mean, in the second life, all of us will be top of happiness according to our efforts. Struggling. How much we were honest and faithful in our relationship with God. Any other question? That's enough. Yeah. 8:30. Thank you very much for listening. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. ياتي ملكوتك وكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الارض اعطنا كفافنا اعطنا اليوم فنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر لا تدخلنا في تجربه لكننا من شرير المسيح سربنا كالملك والقوه والمجد للابد امين